The entire federal government is under pressure to find ways to change the way the spectrum has been carved up for various uses for the past 70 years. With the explosive proliferation of mobile devices across the country, wireless companies have grown increasingly hungry for radio frequencies to carry all that voice and data traffic. And Congress and the past two presidential administrations have pressed federal agencies to free up chunks of spectrum that they've held exclusive license to in order to boost broadband access and spur economic growth. President Obama wants agencies to find 500 megahertz of spectrum for commercial broadband use. The President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology set a more ambitious goal, 1,000 megahertz. Major General Robert Wheeler, the Defense Department's Deputy Chief Information Officer for Command, Control, Communications, and Computers, says a formal strategy DOD will unveil this week will call for a change in the way spectrum assets have been reallocated in the past. Rather than repurposing entire chunks of the spectrum chart, government and commercial users will need to find efficient ways to share the same scarce assets.
We're going to have to do more sharing in the future. We understand that. We got to do it right. That's going to require technology and regulatory piece and policy, and we're working hard to make that happen. Okay? Technological innovation in there, that's the key to that particular piece. Culture change. Culture change with everybody, all federal agencies as well as industry. We have to understand that from our perspective, from a DOD perspective, this is harder. It's more problematic. And when you're focused on 10 different things all over the world, literally, things are happening every single day from a DOD perspective, and you're worried about the next threat to our nation. This sometimes doesn't have the same priority, but it does matter from a lot of perspectives out there, and it makes us more capable if we do it right. And that's the key. It makes us more capable if we do it right. And we have to get rid of old think, if you will, as to everybody stating their position and staking a line in the sand about it. And we have to stretch all of our thought processes on this. I think it's good for all of us in this particular arena.
The strategy, Wheeler says, will try to take both a short and midterm view of DOD's current capabilities to share spectrum with industry. It'll assume that a few years from now, technologies will be available that will let industry use a piece of DOD's current radio space the vast majority of the time, but let the military take it over instantaneously in a moment of crisis. That would free up large chunks of bandwidth that are occupied now by, for example, missile control systems.
If you're talking about missile defense, and you have a specific frequency where from a commercial aspect you'd look at it and go, well, you don't use that very often, and I'm thinking, yeah, thank God I don't use it very often from a missile defense perspective. But I have to have that frequency when I need it. Otherwise, you could lose thousands of lives. And that's a perspective in there that we have to understand. At the same time, with some technologies out there with dynamic spectrum, we may be able to use that spectrum other times with a guarantee that the priority is when that missile defense is needed, it automatically becomes clear. Those are the type of things that we're looking at. We were not able to do that in the past. In the past, we would just own that frequency. We would have to have that frequency for obvious safety of life reasons. In the future, with technology, we may not have to do that. And that's a key use of it, and we'll see that in many other aspects throughout the spectrum management.
DOD is not yet confident in the maturity of that technology, though. So in the shorter term, it's taking some incremental steps toward sharing spectrum. Earlier plans called for it to entirely vacate the airwaves between 1,755 megahertz and 1,850 megahertz and move to higher frequencies. The problem is that the federal government already has billions of dollars worth of satellites that operate within that band, and their radios can't be tuned to a different frequency while they're in orbit. Instead, they'd have to be replaced.
So the bill from a DOD perspective was about $13 billion, okay? If you look at all of the federal agencies across the board, it was somewhere around $17 to $18 billion, all validated and verified numbers with multiple looks at it from different aspects in there. Because you have to think about this. If you're taking down satellites and you're truly vacating all this and putting up new satellites, you're talking lots and lots of money, okay? So obviously from an auction perspective, that wasn't going to be most likely to be in the best use of the money in that particular aspect, and we would not get there.
They would not get there because federal law requires that the government recoup 110% of the costs it would incur to replace systems like satellites when it auctions off federally occupied airwaves. So, among DOD's near-term efforts, it's decided to partially share that piece of radio spectrum that was previously planned to leave behind entirely.
What if we move part of our systems and share with the broadcasters? Because I talked about vacating that band. Broadcasters don't want to vacate that. And they have some open spectrum in that arena there. So if we share in that particular band, we can do this as a partnership, move our systems out of the 2025 to 2110 and get into that other band per se, allow the telecom industry, the broadband, if you will, get into the 1755 to 1780, leave a couple systems there, such as our satellites, and just have a geographical sharing, if you will, a geographical sharing, because many of our satellites are in locations where, frankly, industry doesn't have a need for a lot of broadband because they're in the middle of nowhere, frankly. So from that perspective, it's a win-win situation. So by taking our most highest-priced systems, leaving them in that particular band, small chunks of it, compressing parts of them into the upper part of the band, and then moving the ones we can't to the 2025 to 2110 allows us to do a very good marriage of industry needs and DoD federal users' needs and have a balance across the board. So this was the plan we came up with. It's never been done before. It is a little bit more risk. It's very different than vacating. But from a DoD perspective, we realized that true vacating of spectrum, if you look at that spectrum reconstruction, it's probably not going to be possible in the future. It just isn't. We have to think about this in a new way.
Wheeler says DoD and other federal agencies like the FCC and the State Department are also trying to design their plans in a way that matches up with the way radio spectrum is used in other parts of the world. For example, the frequencies DoD has already handed over to U.S. wireless companies are already used for commercial broadband in other nations, and the bands it plans to move to are not.
We can build a domestic plan all day long, but just keep in mind, satellites are whizzing right by using frequencies across our nation as we speak. Other ships come into our harbors from different nations. All of this happens. And then think about it from a military perspective. If I'm going into some particular area and I'm kicking down the door, I might not really care what spectrum I'm using at that particular point. But if I'm rebuilding a nation, if I'm in Afghanistan, if I'm in Iraq, or if I'm in the Philippines trying to take care of a typhoon, survival issues, I want to be able to use spectrum that does not hinder their own efforts within the country. So I have to have an international level of spectrum that I can go into and use all the time without interfering with their particular spectrum.
In the end, though, it's unlikely the entire world will agree on exactly which radio frequency should be used for which purpose. So Wheeler says DoD's strategy will also call for agility, communication systems that can switch frequencies whenever they need to, depending on what part of the world they're operating in. In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.